Okay, I'm Steve Hansen. I'm the RPX tester. I've been with Microsoft for quite a while. I started as a contractor in like 95, and I think went blue badge in 98, if I remember right. I live on a floating home, so I have, in some sense, not waterfront, but 360-degree waterfront. So, different. The agenda is I'm going to go through a quick overview, run through the command line options, talk about using RPX, and then where to get it, and then questions at the end. So, the bulk of the traffic between Outlook and Exchange goes over RPC. So, you know, depending on your scenario, you could very well likely end up needing to troubleshoot RPC. The tool for that will be Microsoft Exchange RPC Extractor, called RPX. It parses saved netmon captures. It's built on the open protocol specification, and it parses the RPC itself and then the Exchange remote operations within that, and breaks out the parameters for the RPCs and the ROPs both. A new feature was added in February, so it now parses RPC over HTTP. Any questions? Okay, the command lines are pretty simple. You have to specify a capture file. You can use wildcards. That's good. The next three options. When you do one of the RPC calls, it will dump in hex the raw stuff, clipped at, by default, 256 bytes. You can extend that up or down with the L option. If you have large attachments, the B option will send them off to just a byte stream on the disk instead of cluttering the output. The P option will dump the header payloads in hex, which normally it doesn't do. The C option will send messages to the console, basically suppressing the log file. And the Q option will suppress all non-error messages that go to the console. So it's pretty straightforward. As a quick air quotes demo, I'm starting with a directory that has a capture file in it called test.cap. I run RPX with the command line RPX star.cap. It spits out whatever files it finds and a few statistics on them. And at the end it says, he did, okay, so many files, so many errors, it took so long. Whoops. And then after it runs, well, you'll find two new files for every input file. They'll be with the extension rpc.txt and then rpctext.log. If it was complaining about errors on the previous slide, well, you'll probably want to look at the text.log to see what it got upset about. What I want to do is kind of integrate what we're going to look at with some sort of the maybe top two layers of the protocol stack that we're going through. The outer layer is MSRPC bind, or MSRPC, and it handles the bind sequence and then the how Exchange will be using the request and response protocols. The RPC will be governing, you know, how the Exchange protocol package does its packaging. And the the exchange protocol that defines the basic, well, ladder diagram is MSOXC-RPC. So, anyway, the basic, well, ladder diagram. The client gets by the bind and the bind ACK and the auth type stuff that was part of the previous slide. And then it starts doing RPC calls to, initially, the EC do connect EX method. What that does is have the server set up some session context and reply and generate a handle that goes back to the client. The client saves that handle and then uses it for all subsequent requests. From then on, it will normally do the remote procedure call EC do ROP extension 2. And again, it will send the context handle and the ROP commands over to the server. The server will do that operation and package up the response and send it back to the client. If we look at the raw netmon capture for whatever it was, test.cap, and filter it to MSRPC, you can spot the bind and the bind ACK and the auth that were part of the sort of the outer protocol. And then you'll start seeing the request and the response, request, response. If you look at the frame details, you can drill down to the point where it says MSRPC payload, and then that's about as far as it goes. If we look at the RPX output, this is the RPC.txt file that was generated. It starts with the sort of a cryptic header that says, hey, this is the timestamp, this is frame 47, source destination, blah, blah, blah. And then it starts, okay. The standard format it uses then is it will specify whether it's a request or a response. It will give you the remote procedure that it's using, whether in this case it's EC do connect EX. And then it breaks out all of the parameters that are going into that remote procedure. And lists the values. Okay, that's the initial frame that did the do connect request. The next frame in the output will be the response, again, for the do connect. And again, the parameters that are coming back from the do connect procedure. The last one on this slide is a buffer. RPX will break out the buffer. In this case, it's a RPC header and then several auxiliary headers. Okay, and that was it for the do connect request response pair. The next frame was when we actually start doing work with Exchange and it does one of these remote operations. Again, it's a request at the top. It's now the EC do RPC EXT 2 method that's being called. These are the green stuff is the parameters that are being fed into that RPC. The last one there is the in buffer. It has headers and server object tables, and finally we get to the remote operation, which is ROP log on. And then RPX will drill down into that ROP log on and say, okay, here's the ID and then here's the other parameters that are going in and feeding that. One comment is, I guess, there's a fair number of parameters that are bit masks, like the, say, open flags there in the middle. And RPX will break those out. For any bit that's set, it will give you the name according to the protocol specs. Yeah, and the last thing for the last thing it will do is dump the ROP data in hex for you, subject to that L parameter limit. Like if this was a little bit bigger, it would stop at 256 bytes. And that's pretty much RPX in a nutshell. Yes?
So if the capture file got multiple sessions, can it filter individual session?
I believe it's session by session. I don't.
Can you repeat the question?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The question is, if it's multiple sessions.
In the capture file. So you got a capture file that got multiple exchange sessions, and you ran it through the extractor. Is that going to filter individual session, or they are all mixed?
It would, I believe, be mixed if you have the promiscuous mode on and you're seeing multiple sessions from. Sorry, did I not repeat the question? If there are multiple sessions, is the output commingled? Is that?
So the input is a capture file, correct? So the capture file is captured, for example, in Exchange server. Then you multiple Outlook client coming in there, so you got multiple session in the capture file.
Oh,
and you're doing extraction from there. So can I filter individual session?
So RPX doesn't have this filtering functionality. It will just give you entire conversation, entire contents on entire Netmon capture file. It will just, what it really does is it recognizes exchange specific traffic, output to exchange specific traffic, and just gives it to you in human readable form.
Just to add to Andrew's point, using the Netmon,
so I can filter through
that. Yeah, using the Netmon, you can filter for the respective process, and then use that capture file and get it.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yeah, another one. How does the client server encryption settings affect what you're able to see? Does it have to be?
I have a slide.
We want more slides.
There are two requirements on RPX. One is the capture must include the bind, and the second one is the traffic must be unencrypted. Is that?
But that's also true for Netmon parsers. It is also true for Netmon parsers. There is nothing RPX can do if traffic is encrypted. So if you need to decrypt, you need to deal with this on Netmon level.
Anyway, there's a link to a KB article about turning encryption on and off, which may or may not help. anyway. So where to get it? It's on the download center. There's the URL, or you can search for RPX. There's support available at DocHelp@Microsoft.com. The lab machines are set up with RPX not installed, but up on the DVD drive, so you can drag it down and install it if you wish. So, and that's about it. So are there more questions?
Why these RPC parsers are not implemented as part of network monitor tool?
Very good question. There's, I think, basically complexity, and then I secondhand, I believe there's a technical limitation on the NetMon API that won't allow the underlying buffers to be expanded so that they can decompress some of the compressed pieces into the buffer.
Yeah, I can elaborate a little bit. So the question was why it's not implemented in NetOne parsers. The thing about ROPS traffic, the real traffic is not just RPC. It's actually ROPS that are packed within RPC buffers. And the biggest thing is that there are no markers between them. In order to, and there are multiple ROPS that can be packed within one buffer. So in order to process this thing, this stream, basic stream, you need to be able to parse each and every ROP possible. You cannot just pick, oh, I'm going to take care of this, this, and that. You need to do either all of them or do nothing. And it's possible to implement some of it. In NetMon, we try it, right? But we cannot guarantee that it will work all the time. So this RPX tool, it's actually based on real exchange store code that does parsing. So it has everything. And it's robust enough to basically survive if there is some, say, unpublished strange ROP. It will survive that. What we are doing here, it will only show, like it will parse, it's showing parsed form. Only things that are documented in open specifications. If there is something else, we will show you it in binary form, but we are not going to tell what it is, so that it's not confusing. But anyway, to answer your question, basically, yes, the answer is it's complex. It's just the traffic is very complex. Also, there is state. So when you deal with tables, you set... You first set what you rows you're interested in, and then you just request you do a query, to do that, the parser needs to maintain very complex state, and we found that it's much it's very complex. It's almost impossible to do it NetMon. And there is also a question about compression. This thing is doing uncompression. And dealing with compression in that mode is somewhat difficult.
So, can it parse an ICS block or fast transfer block?
The question is, can it parse ICS traffic? So, MSOX CFX protocol. Yes, it does. Other questions?
So, for six secondary parsers, for six block?
Is there any parsers for SIFS protocol?
This is a file transfer.
Yeah.
SIP?
SIFS.
We do have link parsers. All the protocols documented from link are there. But I don't know if it's
Is that a link protocol or
SIFS is SMB.
Oh, SMB?
SMB?
Yeah. NetMon does.
We can check in later.
Yeah.
There's SIFS parsers online.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, we have the Windows box in the other room.
So that's all was just was it.
Hello? So for the record, the answer was yes, we have it in Windows packet.
Thank you, Steve.